Located next to County Hall, the Norfolk Record Office cares for our history. I met County Archivist Gary Tewson to find out more about the role of the Record Office. But first I asked him how many records it held.
We've got about 10 million records. Got all our records and put them into a single pile, a bit single stack. This, I think the old building would have to be, well, the Shard in London. I think it would have to be 23 times taller than that. Those records date from, they go back to about 1090. So we've got this enormous coverage of Norfolk's history. Most of our collection is unique. And it covers all aspects of life, and I suppose it covers every square inch of the county as well. Mm. So you can come here, and we get lots of people researching their family trees, and they come to us, and you know, they may start off by looking at names of their ancestors and drawing up a family tree, but then they start looking at what they did for a living, where they lived, what their lives were like, if they were in the workhouse, if they were up in front of the courts, if they went to prison, the wills they left, the goods which may have been in their house, the sort of lives they lead, and it really links into this feel for the local history of the area. So, you know, people use us for that quite a lot. People come to us sometimes and say, well, they're about to build on this bit of land, but I'm sure the council will give it with a covenant on it, and they come along and they try and discover that sort of information. Other sort of legal inquiries we get are things like people looking at rights of way, finding out if they're footpaths or roads, that sort of thing. Another large collection which we've recently taken on, we've taken on the records of both deaths and marriages for the County of Norfolk. So you can come to us and we'll provide copies, certified copies of both deaths and marriage certificates. And those get used for lots and lots of different reasons, but the most popular one is for people, I think, applying for passports. A church, we are the place of deposit for records from the Diocese of Norwich. So a parish, part of its business, is baptising babies. Yeah, and they record the babies being baptised in parish registers. We have those here. So that means we have these records from hundreds and hundreds of different organisations and individuals. We've got a project which has just started relating to the records of the Great Hospital. So we've had money from the Wellcome Trust, and we're cataloguing those records, which are particularly significant because that's our collection, which is inscribed in the UNESCO World Heritage Register. So it's of international significance. So the records of the Great Hospital, which was founded in the 13th century, and they're a rare survival because lots of these medieval hospital records were lost during the Reformation. From the Great Hospital, the record came under the control of the City Council, and the records were preserved in their collection. Mm-hmm. So it's a really rare survival, mm-hmm. a really important collection. People are welcome to come and do research, but also check out what's in and what's on the leaflet, which is available. We spread mm-hmm. it around the county, but in libraries, but it's also available on our website. Mm-hmm. And there are lunchtime lectures, there are workshops, and we also do behind the scenes tours as well. They're a bargain at £5, and you get a tour round behind the scenes. You get to go to the strong room and the conservation studio and find out a lot more what's going on. We've got fantastic medieval archives, and those include obedientries rolls going back to the 13th century. We have parish records going back to the 16th century. But we've got records, and far more records, which come right the way through from the early modern period back up to date. So we have estate collections from landed families, we have various business records, we have one of the collections which we're doing a project on at the moment, we have the records of St Andrew's Hospital, which was the county lunatic asylum, as it was known in the 19th century. The project we've got working at the moment, we're working with a couple of local charities, we've got a project called Change Minds, and what we're doing is we're working with people who suffer mental health problems. And they are looking at patients who were there in the casements we got from the 19th century, choosing one of them, and using that as a starting point for exploring those people's lives. Mm-hmm. So, coming here, learning how to read the writing, learning some research methods, and then they're doing some interpretative work, looking at art and poetry. And they're doing some oral history recordings as well around those people. But it's a really great use of those records, which really relate to, they're everyday people. One of the great things which really brings home the power of these books is they're great big thick tomes of case books. There's a double page spread, and it contains details of the patient when they come into hospital, description of what they were what their conditions were like, description of themselves physically, and then it lists their progress through the hospital. But what really brings it alive is there's a photograph of the patients called Offlands. But it's their staff here who are very knowledgeable, and part of the service we offer in our surgery is that sort of support to people. We can point you in the right direction and give you some advice. We make them accessible. We have lunchtime lectures. We publish a small booklet every 6 months called What's On? Sort of a long list of what's going on, children's activities going on. We've got things like a research bloggers group, so people are coming doing research and blogging about it and that sort of thing. But the other element, which I haven't talked about so far, is preservation. Because one of the things about archives, which we hold, is most of them are unique. Because you only ever have one copy. So when they're gone forever. And it's almost like it's the people who they record, if the records are lost, those people have forgotten. They just disappear from the historical record. So what we try to do is make them accessible, but in a sustainable way. So preservation is a big part of what we do. We do that two different ways, really. One is it's called active preservation, conservation. So we have a team here of conservators who are experts in the conservation of archives, and they can do repairs, and they can rebind books, and they can repair parchment, and they can clean things. But as you can imagine, that's quite an intensive process, and it can take a lot of time to repair something. So the other thing which we do a huge amount of is what we call passive preservation, and that's the idea that we want to slow down the inevitable aging process. So we make sure that our strong rooms are kept at a stable temperature and humidity. So it means things aren't absorbing moisture, and I'm sure most people have left a newspaper out in the windowsill sometime. They've come back in a sort of 3 or 4 days' time, it's gone all yellow and crinkly.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that sort of process happens in the best of conditions, but over a very long time. If you look at our records on a sort of weekly, yearly basis, you would notice the change in them. Now, because we store them so well, you would have noticed the change in them over hundreds of years, but if they weren't stored properly, that change will be noticeable, but over a very long term. So it's very easy to think, well, there isn't any damage being done, but there is, unless you're very careful. But we also do things like we use acid-free materials for storing things. So we've got a specialist box-making machine, so we can make bespoke packaging for things and store them in boxes which will keep them very secure, very stable, well-supported, and an acid-free material. And we also sell those boxes, going to get a sales plug in, but you know, if people have got a precious book at home or a family Bible or a wedding dress or something which they want to preserve, we can provide bespoke acid-free boxes for them. And it's the ideal thing to keep them, because it's either archival grade, and we can make it the right size. The other things we do to help preservation, you know, there are little things which we do. If you walk into our surgery room, you'll notice that there were lots of pillows lying around. Lots of people have a kip. It's because if you put a book on a table and open it up, it sits flat on the table, it creates a stress on the spine. And if you do that lots of times in a book, you know, pages will start getting use. So the cushions are, if you rest the book on it, it supports it, so it doesn't open fully 180 degrees. Interestingly, this is something we often get asked. These are about gloves. But we don't insist on people wearing gloves. I think you see it a lot on television, where people got white gloves and analysis documents. And we don't do it because, well, one, you can wash your hands nicely and stuff. So you've only got clean hands. But also with gloves, you lose manual dexterity. So you can end up trying to turn a page and actually do more damage when it gloves. So there's a huge amount here. You know, there's a massive amount of documents here. And it's there for people to use. One of the things which I haven't mentioned is we're also home to the Norfolk Sound Archive, is one of our collections. So we have a large collection of sound recordings which range from things from the BBC to recordings of nature to oral histories. I think we've got things like a collection which relates to oral histories of Great Yarmouth taken in the 1980s, sort of thing. So you know, it's a really great source of finding the sort of history you won't find written in the history book.
And is it something that might be just of interest to listen to sort of casually?
Yeah, well, yes. I mean, we make We're looking at different ways of making it accessible. We're currently working with the British Library on a Heritage Lottery Fund application, where British Library got a large application, we would be acting as the regional hub for the East of England. One of the things we're going to do is engage with people, so we can do things like make them more accessible, you know, looking at digitising them, making it accessible online, also making it so that people can find what they want in them. So if they're interested in a particular subject, they can go direct to it. And also using that sort of thing so we can use it for interpretation, so we can extract things and put them together in, so, you know, in sort of sound exhibitions. So yeah, so we're always trying to do different things in our archives. And one of the things I'm really keen on is we want people to be coming to us and doing serious research. It's a very important part of what we do. But I think people can be slightly scared to visit the record office because, you know, they are complicated places, but we're here for everybody. And I'm really keen that people feel that they can come to us, not feel like they don't know what they're doing, because we don't really expect people to know what they're doing. If people have something they want to find out about the past in Norfolk, we're the place to come. We can give you some help and point you in the direction and tell you the best way of trying to find that out. Mm. And it's free.
Gary Tewson, the County Archivist. And you can visit the Record Office website at www.archives.norfolk.gov.uk.